Ngicela ukubingelela abantu abasha.
I want to greet the young people.
Uma ngibabingelela abantu abasha ngibonga ukuthi nithule kahle kangaka.
I'm so thankful as I greet you that you are quiet and listening.
Laba abami lapha yibo abasizwa inkonzo zabasha.
And those are the ones who listen to the youth services at the youth conference.
Ukuze sibe yilokho esiyikho kwaba ngenxa yeinkonzo zabasha.
That which we are today is because of what we received at youth conferences.
Ngesikhathi sethu kwakushiwo kanye kuthiwa thula umsindo uthule bese uyovuma njengesono ukuthi uba ngumsindo esontweni.
And when we were young, if we were told once to be quiet, we would be quiet, because if we weren't quiet, it was the sin that we had to go and confess.
Okwakudala ukuthi silalele kungoba sasazi ukuthi sizofunani esontweni.
And we listen because we knew what our goal was in coming to a service.
Ngifuna ukunibonga abantu abasha ukuthi niyekile ukuvakashela ihlobo kodwa nakhetha ukuthi nize enkonzweni ukuze nize uNkulunkulu ukuthi ufuna ukuthini.
And I'm so thankful, young people, that you didn't go and visit your relatives, but you said, I'm coming to the services because I want to hear what God is going to say.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi lokho engakutholayo noma esakutholayo nododade wethu, nani futhi nizokuthola uma nikufuna ngeqiniso.
And I'm sure that which we received together with my sister, you too will receive if you seek it with all your heart.
Singathandaza yini sivala amehlo.
Let's close our eyes and pray.
Ngiyakumema Jesu Kristu ukuthi namanje sihole.
I invite you, Lord, that you should come down and lead us.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngifisa ukusho ke bantu abasha ukuthi ubaba uDube ngo-10 ukhulume ngoJosepha ephoswa abafowabo emphandweni.
I want to talk about Joseph, who was taken by his brothers and thrown into the well.
Ngifuna ukushoko ukuthi nawe ulalele ukuthi ke mina ngimlana nje ngangaphoswanga abafowethu emphandweni kodwa ngaphoswa uSathane.
Now, as I am standing here, I wasn't taken by my brothers and thrown into the well. It was Satan himself who took me and threw me into the well.
Ongenzeka nawe usemgodini. Ongaphoswanga omunye umuntu kodwa uziphose wena emgodini.
And it's possible that you find yourself in a pit today, not because somebody else has put you in the pit, but you put yourself in that pit.
Bangobani wena lawo bakhulumayo?
Who are those who are talking?
Ayike mina ngujabu kaMajola uno Miss Newlands.
This is Anjabu Majola. And this is Miss Newlands.
Bambiza ngegama ukuthi uDorothy.
Her name is Dorothy.
Sinenhlanhla kathini ukuthi siyathulana sobabili.
And we are privileged that we can introduce ourselves.
Manje ke le ndaba enibizile nani nafika la einkonzweni zabasha, lo mbiko wawufika nakithi. Simlana ngoba kwafika lo mbiko ukuthi kuneinkonzo zabasha, seze einkonzweni zabasha.
And as you are here at the youth conference, when we were younger, we also came here to hear what was said at the youth conference.
Kwasisiza ukulalela sivume izono zethu sakwazi ukushiya izinto ebeziyinkinga endleleni yethu yokuphila singabantu abasha.
And we were able to gain something when we were here and leave our sins so that we could be set free even as we were young people as well.
Sasimuzwa nanamanje samuzwa uNkulunkulu sasimuzwe ekhuluma nathi ukuba simzwanga ngaba sikho la.
We heard God speaking to us and we still hear God speaking to us. If we hadn't heard him, we wouldn't be here.
Nginombuzo kwena mntomusha osuphindaphindile uza einkonzweni, yini lento oyitholayo oyizwayo bese uyayithatha lento uyayigcina?
And you as a young person, you come here again and again and again to the youth conference. What is it that you receive and you keep within you?
Ngoba kukhona into okufanele uyithole uthi mayiphela inkonzo ubewazi ukuthi uyibambile lento awuyidedeli uzophila ngayo.
Because you should know that when you come here, you receive something and you hold on to it. And it's this that you receive and hold on to that gives you life.
Indaba yami iqala la.
My story starts here.
Mina ngakhulela emzini owawumpofu ongacebile.
I grew up in a home where we were very poor.
Kwakuwumuzi wezinyanga nezangoma.
It was the home of witch doctors and witches.
Manje ngakhula ngazi ngobungoma ngazi ngobunyanga.
I knew all about being a witch doctor and being a witch.
Bengajabula ukuba zingabi khona izinyosi.
Let's not have the buzzing of bees over there.
Uma ngikhulela ke emzini wenyanga nesangoma ngabe sengiyagula.
And in this home where there were witch doctors and witches, I became ill.
Bazama izinyanga zazama izangoma zazama bonke abantu ababenemzamo yeyithixo ezibonakala ezimithi ngakudla kodwa kungisizanga.
And they tried all sorts of potions and witchcraft medicine to heal me, but it didn't help.
Ngase ngagcina ngingasakwazi ukuhamba ngenxa yalokhu kugula enganginakho kwakusemlenzeni. Kwagcina manje ngingasahambi kahle ngoba ngangimncane, ngineminyaka u-8.
I was only 8 years old and I couldn't walk. My legs weren't mobile. And they tried everything possible to help me to walk.
Futhi abakithi abathule babikelwa ngeyinkomo ngakho konke ukuthi bangisindise babefika bangizungeze ngibabone kodwa bangisindisanga.
And my extended family was always asked to come, and also animals were slaughtered to the ancestors so that I could be healed, but nothing helped me.
Sebehlulekile ukuthi yini ezongisiza, sebevumile ukuthi angivele ngqunye umlenze ngoba phela nanku uyabola uJesu wafika.
And they had even got to the point that they had agreed that my legs should be amputated because they were starting to get gangrenous. And then Jesus came.
UJesu wafika kahleke ngapha ngakithi wayengaziwa.
Jesus came at a time when in our community nobody knew about him.
Ngangakwazi ukuthandaza.
I didn't know how to pray.
Ngangakwazi ukumbiza uJesu.
I couldn't call out the name of the Lord Jesus.
Ngangakwazi ukubiza abakithi sebethule.
I could only call out to our dead ancestors.
Ngababiza kodwa abangisizanga kunalokho lolunyawo lalibola yibona ababeludla.
And these ancestors didn't answer, but what they did, they made the gangrene in my leg even worse.
Manje ke mina ke khona ngangimncane kodwa ngangumbhulisi kamama wami, ngangikwazi ukuthi ubhulisa umuntu ozobhula ubhuliswa kanjani.
And even though I was ill, my mother was a witch and I would be the one who was her assistant.
Manje njengoba ngangumbhulisi ngangumkhohlisi mina ngoba ngangibayala labantu abazobhula ukuthi kuze umngoma ashaye emhloleni wenkinga abenze kanjani.
And it would be part of a fortune telling ritual and I knew how to do it and how to answer exactly what the particular client wanted to hear.
Ngoba amandla obumnyama ayephila kimi.
Why? Because this power of darkness lived in me.
Uma ke sengula, uqhubeka ugula, ngingaseyilona usizo, sengihlezi phansi, ngase ngizwe eduze kwakithi, kwakukhona isangoma esidala esasinamathwasi amaningi, esezwa ukuthi laphuma idemon.
And when I was ill, we heard that there was a witch doctor close to where we lived and he had a school for witches and witch doctors, and he would be able to help me.
Phela futhi yazi ukuthi ngize ngigulise umama wami nje ngangifundiswa yilo gogo ngimncane ukufundisa amathwasa akhe ukuthi kubhulwa kanjani.
Now the reason why I knew this trade was because my grandmother had taught it to me.
Sezwa ukuthi lo gogo wavele wagula wavuvukala wamkhulu wangaka.
And we heard that my grandmother then became ill and her body began to swell.
Uma ke sevuvukele lo gogo sekudatshukiwe wafika indodakazi yakhe kwakwe yangamaphumulo yafika izomlanda ithi imletha esontweni okuthiwa ikasiza abantu.
And then somebody came and said, look, she is so ill. Let's take her and take her to that church called Kwasizabantu.
Uma ngabe ugogo lo esebuya, usesiqoqela ukuthi yena laphuma kuyena idimoni ngoba wavuma izono zakhe, idimoni laphuma labaleka.
And that grandmother told us that when she came back home, she told us that I've been healed. I confessed my sin, was prayed for, and this demon left me.
Waduma ke endaweni yangakithi ukuthi hawu ugogo uMadladla useke isiphe singaka enezimbuzi eziningi enezimvu eziningi nezinkukhu eziningi useke isiphe asiphiwa bakubo.
And then we heard that Gogo Madladla, who was in our community, in spite of having so many goats, so many cattle, has stopped slaughtering to the ancestors. She doesn't do it anymore.
Wathi ke logogo angisabuyeli ngoba ngibuyiswe uNkulunkulu sengifile ukuthi angimukeleke ezulwini ngingolile kwakusho yena ugogo.
And this grandmother said, I'm not going back to that old life because I have received a new life in this gospel which I was told.
Kwadlula ke kwalogogo ke naku nami phela futhi ngiyagula.
Now, this story about the grandmother passed. Here I was now, and I was very sick.
Manje ngigula nje sengizwile ukuthi ugogo uphiliswe yini.
And I heard how this grandmother was healed.
Bese ke lo gogo wangitshela indaba eyahlala enhlizweni yami. Wathi lapho kwasiza abantu kunentombazane efile yavuka.
And then this grandmother told me that there at Kwasizabantu was a young girl who died and then came alive again.
Ngangiye ngimbuza ugogo ngithi wegogo kusho ukuthi lapho lelo sonto okuhlala nezimpoki yini.
And I asked my grandmother, well then at that church are there ghosts?
Athi ugogo akusona isipoki, umuntu onjengawe kodwa uNkulunkulu wambuyisa ukuthi azotshela abantu ngoNkulunkulu.
And the grandmother explained to me, no, there are no ghosts there, there are no spooks there. It's a human being who became ill and died, and God raised her from the dead so that she could tell people about Jesus.
And
I said, please, can I go to that place? Because they were preparing to take me to hospital so that my legs could be amputated. And I said, take me to that place. Maybe that Jesus in that place can help me to be healed.
Ekhaya ke basebengivumela ke ngoba ngizophila, ngizofuna ukuphila, ngeza ke la kwasiza abantu.
And because I wanted healing, they agreed to bring me here to Kwasizabantu.
Uma ngabe ngifika la kwasiza abantu, into yami yokuqala, ngafuna ukubona le ntombazane okuthiwa ivukile, ngizibonele mina ukuthi iyaphila yini.
And when I got here, the first thing I asked to see, I want to see this young girl who died and was raised from the dead. I want to see her and meet her. And when Reverend Stegan was busy preaching, I was busy looking around because they had described this young girl to me and I wanted to see who is she here in the audience. And I looked around and I didn't see her. But I heard what Reverend Stegan was preaching about. And when he preached about sin, I was convicted. This sin is in me.
Phakathi enhlizweni yami kwakukhona into engitshela ukuthi ngingaphumi angivume lezi zono.
And I knew I cannot go out of the service. I have to stay behind and I have to confess the sin that is in me.
Ngangenazo izono zokujola, noma ezokweba noma ezohushula ngangenaso leso sono.
My sins weren't because I was flirting around or I was stealing or I'd had an abortion.
Ngangawuhleli futhi nomndeni ngoba ngangawazi umndeni ngangingane nje eyintombazane.
I was just still young, so I hadn't been using contraceptives.
Uma ngabe sengitshelile ukuthi makuthiwa nje amen ngiyovuma izono zami kwakunomuntu owawula owawusiwaze wangiklinya ngangalazi ifindo lawo.
And then at the end of the service, when the minister had said amen, I knew I wanted to confess my sin, but I had a charm tied around my neck.
Ngesikhathi ngivuma kuJesu lo muthi ngawubona emile bamfundise shumayela wayekhumukelwa hlala phezukwami.
And while Reverend Stegan had been preaching, this charm which had witchcraft potions in it fell down off me.
Uma ngakulalela izwi kaNkulunkulu kuba nezinto eyikhumukayo kuwe uhlukane nazo.
When you hear the word of God being preached, there are things that can be attached to you and tied to you and on you that can be loosened because of the power of the word of God.
Phela ngithi mina abantu ngangibabona benamakhanda amakhulu bebafishane ngibona emhlabeni ukuhlala kudark nje ngingabazi ukukhanya kwasemhlabeni.
And all I had lived with was some kind of darkness in my life, and I lived in the world of spirits that were short with big heads.
Phela ngithe ngizalwa inyanga. Inyanga yayifuyile, imkhovu, iyilotikoloshe. Yonke lento ongayicabanga inyanga enyanga lapha iphindi bomthakathi.
You see, I had grown up with witch doctors, and these witch doctors worked with these people who were like tokoloshes or dwarves and things like that, who worked together with the occult and worked with this witch doctor.
Uma uzalwa umuntu ofuye lezi zilwane, ufanele anigcabe nibe nohlanga ukuthi lezi zilwane zinijwayele, zinthande, zinganikhubazi.
And when a witch doctor works with these people who he sends, they are like the mediums that he uses. You have to have cuts on yourself so that you too are not harmed by these powers.
Ubaba wethu akakhumbulanga ukuthi asigcabe lolo hlanga.
But my father actually never remembered that we had to have these cuttings on our bodies.
Ngambuza ubaba ukuthi ngani thina engasigcabanga lolo hlanga ukuthi sivikeleke.
And I asked him, why didn't you give us these specific cuttings that other people have, and you didn't do it to us?
Wathi ukuthi uyasithanda ngoba masifake lolu hlanga ukube wasifaka sasingeke siphinde sibe utho.
And he said, because he loves us, if we one day have these mutilations on us, we will never be successful people.
Baba awusikhohlwanga ukuthi ngakhohlwa kodwa okunye ngangingathandi ukunenza ningabi lutho.
And we said, but father, did you just forget? He said, yes, I did forget, but also I didn't want to do it to you because I wanted you one day to be successful people.
Kunabantu abagcwatsha izinhlanga la abangazazi ukuthi bagcatshelwe eyini futhi izokwenzani kubo.
There are many people who have these mutilations and something is put into the cutting, and they don't always understand what this power is that is put into them when they do this.
Mina ngenhlanhla ngangizazi inhlanga enginazo egcwele umzimba wami.
I knew though what was in my body.
Isikhathi sincane ukuyibala zonke lezi nhlanga enginazo emzimbeni.
I cannot explain all the different types that I had within me.
Nginganibalela olodwa olalingenza ukuthi uma ngisenkonzweni ngilale ngingakwazi ukuzwa inkonzo.
But I'll just explain one to you. And this particular power or spirit that was in me would cause me just to fall asleep in a service and I couldn't hear the service.
Kwakuthi uma ngisenkonzweni bese lona liyakhuphuka liyavuvukala seluyangiluma ukuthi ngilinake.
And this spirit would cause swellings to come on me so that I would be busy with these swellings and not listen to the service.
Uma ngabe senginakile sengiyalala.
And when I'd be busy with it, then I'd fall asleep.
Nawe ngenzeka lapha endlini namhlanje. Kunento, uyabona isikhathini samanje akusayi khona uhlushwa yimimoya yobungoma nobunyanga kuphela. Lenti siyixhumene nomoya wobusatanist.
Nowadays, these things aren't only affected by witch doctors or sorcery, but also by Satanism as well.
Umehluko kulezinto zombili, inyanga nezangoma azibadla abantu. Kodwa umoya wobusatanist udla inyama yomuntu aphuza igazi lomuntu.
And maybe witch doctors and witches don't necessarily in sacrifices eat human flesh, but Satanists do this. It's a similar evil spirit, a similar demon, but it works in different ways. That day, when this charm fell off me, I hadn't been able to walk, but that day I got up and I walked.
Ngakwazi ukuzihambela noma ngangisaxhuka kodwa ngakwazi ukuzihambela angizange ngibanjwe.
And for the first time I could then walk. I still had a limp, but nobody had to hold me to help me to walk.
Uma ngifika ekhaya babe sebemangala.
And when I got home, the people were amazed.
Bathi lo mbiko esiwuzwile ubeqinisile lo gogo akushilo nakho usukume wahamba.
And they said, this message that we have heard, it is true. What this grandmother told us is true. Look, she's been able to get up and walk.
Ngesikhathi sengihambela ngalinda sebengikhombisa intombazane ngayilinda ukuyiqhawula.
And then when I could walk, they showed me this young girl that I had wanted to see. And I could get up and shake hands with her. You see, in my childishness, I wanted to see, is this a real human being or is it some kind of ghost? And I wanted to shake her hands to feel the flesh. And I looked at her. I wanted to see, is there anything that's ghost-like about her, even her eyes? And I believed, because I knew she is a human being. And I believed in the Lord Jesus. Here he had done a miracle and raised someone from the dead.
Ubani le ntombazane ekuyona eyangiletha lana ngaba nokukhola ukuthi ngizawusinda.
And now, who is this young girl who caused me to want to come here and I could then be healed?
Igama lakhe.
Her name?
Umuntu omdala kodwa igama lakhe bathi ene uLydia.
Now she's not young anymore, but her name is Lydia.
NgesiZulu bajwayela ukuthi Sister Fours.
And in Zulu, they usually say Sister Fours. Now, I've been taught that an elder person's name, one respects the name, one doesn't easily say it. But because I had to explain to you who this person was, I had to use her name. Now, I won't be able to give you the whole testimony. I'll only give you a part of it. And then when I went home, I said, I like that church. I want to go back to that church because there are young people there who really live for the Lord. They don't flirt and walk around with their arms around one another.
Ngoba mina ngesikhathi noma ngangifika ngigula kodwa amehla engaguli ngafika into yokuqala into engangifundiswa yona ukuthi intombazane inesandla sayo layihlala khona uyinsizwa inesandla sayo layihlala ngakhona ngakufika ngabuka lezo zinto zombili.
And even though I came here as an ill person, there was nothing wrong with my eyes. And I could see that the young girls kept their hands to themselves and the young boys kept their hands to themselves.
Ngangifundisiwe ukuthi ihlukene intombazane nomfana.
I understood that a boy and a girl are two different things.
Yonantoke yangisondeza futhi ngalibona leli sonto ukuthi liyaphila ngoba ngibona lento engafundiswa yona ukuthi intombazane ihlala kanjani igqoka kanjani.
And that is what attracted me, because I saw how young girls could live and how they could learn to conduct themselves, even the way they sit.
Ngamuzwa baba umfundisi ethi intombi ifanele ibe intombi nto, insizwa ifanele ibe insizwa nswi.
And I also heard Reverend Stegan preaching about a young girl being a pure young girl and a young boy being insizwa nswi.
Ziphi lezi ntombi ezingasukuma manje zithi mina ngiyintombi nto, enganingimla ngiyazazi ukuthi ngiyintombi nto, angingabazi ngalokho.
And where are the young girls who can stand here in front and say, I'm a virgin. I know that I'm a virgin. And I can stand here with that assurance that that's what I am.
Ziphi lezi ntombi ezihloniphi imizimba yazo, zingagqoki izinto ezimfishane, azingaheha abanye abantu. Ziphi lezi ntombi eziphethe ngobuntombi obumsulwa, akafune mfana encike kuyena.
Where are the young girls who are absolutely pure? Even in the way they dress, there's nothing provocative about the way they dress, and they can stand absolutely strong as a pure young girl, not busy trying to be flirtatious to boys.
Ziphi lezo insizwa ezifana noJosepha okuthi noma lentombi eheha abafana bese zibalekela lentombi eyisitha.
Where are the young girls, the young boys as well, who say, even though a girl wants to tempt me, like Joseph was tempted, I will not allow a young girl to tempt me in that way.
UJosepha waphiliswa yilokhu owayegcinile ukuba noNkulunkulu wakhe, noma esesegibhitha, noma esemlinga owesifazane kazange avume.
Joseph kept that in his heart which he had been taught, even when he was in Egypt. Even when he was tempted by this woman, he kept it in his heart.
Young men.
Listen carefully.
Niyazi nofakazi obuhle. Nabenzela uJoseph ufakazi obuhle.
You've been given a wonderful example and testimony through the life of Joseph.
UJoseph akafunanga ungcoliswa umuntu wesifazane.
Joseph did not want to be defiled by this woman. He didn't want to become a father and he wasn't even married. In today's language, you could say he even ran away from AIDS.
Kodwa uJoseph wanenza ukuthi nibe amaqhawe, insizwe imthanda umsizi wabayo ingazinikeli emantombazaneni anganasimilo.
Joseph is an example to you of a young man who loved that purity of being a young man and not giving his youth to women.
Wambalekela unkosikazi kaFalo, wabugcina umsizi wabakhe, wena usagcinile umsizi wabakho.
He fled from Potiphar's wife. And he held on to his purity. Do you hold on to your purity?
Wentombi.
Young girls.
Nayi inkosikazi kaFalo isiphoxa.
Here now is Potiphar's wife who brings shame to us.
Ihambi yoshela insizwa.
He went.
Isiphoxa.
She went and flirted with a young man.
Isenza abantu abangelutho, kanti mawuyintombi utho awumboni ongaphezu kwakho ngoba umntombi bakho uyayiqhenya ngapha.
She degraded that purity that any young woman should have and young girl should have.
Ziphi intombi ezithi angifuni ukufana lenkosikazi, asazi yayimfunani uJoseph, yayimbambelana.
Where are the young girls who say, I don't want to be like Potiphar's wife. I want to hold on to that purity and no boy can come close to me.
imimoya yalesi sikhathi eyobusathanist.
I said to you, the spirits of today are satanistic.
Abantu abaningi bangena kubusathanist ngoba bathi bafuna ingcebo, bazothola imonto, bazothola ini.
Many people find themselves involved in Satanism simply because they want to get rich or they want to have this big car. And I'm glad that they are here in this room.
And
I'm glad that you can be given the choice whether you want to continue with this Satanism or whether you want to leave it and continue with Jesus.
Let's
just be quiet this side.
We ntombi uyazi umoya obusathanist usithanda kabi thina abantu besifazane.
Young girls, Satanism particularly targets young girls.
Ngoba uma usungenile uxegisa izimilo zethu.
And how? By causing us to become immoral.
Kade uzihlonipha uzithanda kwafika iphupha ebusuku.
Maybe you were respectable. You respected even yourself, but then at night you started to have dreams.
And
then demonic spirits came in the night and became your boyfriend.
And your
morals were totally loose then. And maybe then you started to dream about eating meat and you didn't know what meat this was that you were
eating.
And maybe you started to dream that you were drinking something red, and in this dream it was the blood of people.
And
in this, with these spirits, people put rings on themselves, and these rings have satanic powers.
Lama ringi lawa hambe poswe labantu asebe vumizonoza wefunu babamba kipe unkulunkulu.
And especially for people who have wanted to make their life right, so that they go back from their commitment to Jesus.
Kota ngifunu kukutjala namhlanje.
But please come out of that spirit, because that spirit will destroy you.
Maybe
even in the service, you find yourself in a state of sleeping and then you astro traveling. You don't know what it is like just to be a normal human being. And Satanists work very much with pornography.
Have
you come to Jesus? That he can set you free from these powers. I came to Jesus and he set me free completely from all these powers.
Noma ngabe ukufika uzosebenza, khohlwa angeke usebenze. UJesu esimkhonzayo unamandla kunalo moyo nawo.
Maybe even you came here to infiltrate others and spread this. But you can come to Jesus because Jesus' power is even greater than that power that is within you. You can come to Jesus. You would be amazed if I told you that just yesterday, a 9-year-old child came to Jesus who had been bound by these spirits, and that snake that was within her left her.
Ithi lengane sengikhathele ukuze ngize la enkonzweni ngizofuna ukuyeka lento ngoba sengikhathele yangena ngineminyaka u5 namhlanje ngineminyaka u9.
And this girl said, I'm tired of this life of bondage. This spirit of the snake came into me when I was 5 years old, and now I'm free from it.
Uma sinikeza umbiko ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukunqoba uSathane uJesu Kristu, lengane yathi nayi lenyoka isiphumile.
And if we have that power of the Lord Jesus Christ who sets us free, we can be like this girl who said, there's the snake, it has left me, I've been exorcised from it.
Yenze njani ukuze lenyoka iphume iye yavuma izono zayo yaphuma lenyoka.
How was she exorcised? Not just simply by confessing her sin, and by the forgiveness of that sin, that spirit can leave her.
Ngiyacela ukuthi kuba khona kakho enkonzweni ungakuthathi kancane, yamukela uJesu uvume ukuphila naye njengoJoseph.
As you are here at these services, I plead with you, give your life to Jesus so that you too can become a Joseph.
Uma ngabe ngasizwa ukuzwa ngokufakazi bomuntu ofe wavuka ukuze namhlanje ngisamphilele uNkulunkulu, wena ubungeke yini uthi mawuzwa lobu bufakazi uthi ngishiya konke ngikhonza uNkulunkulu?
If I was helped by the testimony of a person who died and was raised from the dead, you too can be helped from by hearing this testimony of being delivered and set free from the powers of evil spirits.
Ngoba lo ante ngikhuluma ngaye nanamhlanje usesibonelo kimi, akakawulahli lo yambiko ukuthi wabonana noJesu.
Even this woman who when she was a young girl experienced that, today as an older woman, she is still an example to me of how we can serve the Lord Jesus.
Namanjena use usize empilweni yami futhi usize abaningi ngalombiko uNkulunkulu amphathisa wona.
And today she is still a help to many people, to myself and many other people, with this message of salvation that she passes on.
Lombiko weNkonzo zabasha owathi mayivuka wavuka nalombiko nawe uzokusindisa ngoba nathi sasinda.
And when she was raised from the dead, she had the desire to have these youth conferences so that you too can be helped.
Ngithenge mina uJosepha wayephoswe abafowabo.
I said that Joseph was cast into the pit by his brothers.
Abafowabo bamphose emgodini, ngathi mina angiphoswa ngabafowethu kodwa ngaphoswa uSathane.
And I wasn't put into the pit because of my brothers, it was Satan who put me in that pit.
Wena ke mhlamba uSathane nawe usekuphonsile izintweni eziningi obishile manje kuso. Ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi uJesu usangakhipha, usangaphuma, uphilele uNkulunkulu.
And maybe you too have been put into that slimy, miry pit. Jesus can set you free completely, that you can be taken out of that state that you are in.
Wena isinqumo sakho, thana mina ngifuna ukufana noJoseph. Wena wesifazane, thana ngifuna ukufana nenkosikazi kaFaro. Ngifuna nami ukufana noJoseph.
And you too say that you want to be like a Joseph. And girls say that you don't want to be like Potiphar's wife. You want to be like a Joseph in your purity.
Usemgodini obusathanisi ubishile awazi uzophuma kanjani. Ngifuna ukukutshela namhlanje, woza namaphupho akho angakulalisi. Ubona iy'nyoka ezinemibala eminingi, ezimhlophe, ezimnyama, eyibomvu. Wake wayibona iy'nyoka ezimhlophe, wake wayibona ezimnyama, wake wayibona ezibomvu.
And if you find yourself in this pit of Satanism, and at night all you see are snakes, whether they're white or black or whatever color, you haven't seen them in real life, but you see them in your dreams, come with those dreams and Jesus can set you free.
Puma kulento ekubophileyo, yiyeke lento ekubophileyo, yibalekele ukuze uphile.
Come out of that which is such a bondage on your life. Because if you come out of that, you too can have life in abundance.
Uma wena ungangitshela. Usekwamuzwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe. Wenza lento engayenza. Wahlala phansi wavuma izono zakho zaqaqeka izibopho zemithi ekubophileyo noma yaka Sathane noma amadimoni aka Sathane noma amadimoni obungoma noma wobunyanga.
You tell me, have you come to Jesus? Have you sat down like I did and made your life right and confessed your sin so that you can come out of this witchcraft, whether it's being a witch doctor or being a witch or whatever type of witchcraft or occult bondage it is, you can come out of it. Have you come out of it?
Ngifakaza ngokwenziwa uJesu, okwenziwa uNkulunkulu, lokho akwenza kuJosepha, wakwenza nasempilweni yami, nasempilweni yethu, nalo ngumshelayo, samazi uNkulunkulu ngalezi inkonzo.
That which God did for me, and which he did for Joseph, and to the one who's interpreting to me, for me. We experience that at youth conferences, and you can too.
Akuba umkhuleko wakho nawe ukuthi awu uNkulunkulu wami nami kanti ungangiqaqa kanti nami ungangihawukela kanti nami usangaphinda ungenze ngibe umuntu nami usangangikhipha ezithombeni zabanqunu engicwile kuzona ngingcolile inkanuko ngenxa yaso.
You too can say, Jesus, you can help me out of this pornography, out of these bondages that I am find myself in. You too can help me like I was helped by Jesus.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.
Asibonge kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalokho asesiphe khona.
We thank the Lord for all that he's already given to us.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi yilowo nalowo olalelile kukhona akakuzuzile wakuzuzela umphefumulo wakhe.
And I trust and believe that each one who was listening attentively has gained something for their lives.
Kusakhulunywa ngacabanga khulunywe ngobungoma kwakhulunywa ngobusathanist kukhona kwakhulunywa ngepornography.
We heard a lot being said about the ancestors, the worshipping through witchcraft and the occult, and also about pornography and Satanism.
Kukhona enye into bantu abasha esinikela kuSathane singaqondi.
And there's something else, young people, that we give over to the devil without realizing.
Umuntu azibone qobo lwakhe engasakwazi ukuzichaza ukuthi ngiyenziwe yini ukuba ngibe nje.
And it causes a young person to not be able to explain what's wrong with me? What has caused me to be the way I am?
Azibuza umbuzo ukuthi kodwa kade ngiwumntwana ohloniphayo, ngumntwana ohamba kahle, kodwa sekwenzeke njani kuze kungabe kusavuma ngempela ukuba ngikwazi ukuhlonipha.
Where a young person will ask themselves, I knew that I used to be a child who respects others. I was very respectful, but I don't know why. I just cannot show respect anymore.
Kwabancane ama lezi zinto abayidlalayo nje lokhu ama game laba wadlalayo iwona ishintsha impilo yomntwana ibe enye indlela.
With the younger children, it's often the games that they play that changes the way they behave.
Kanti umculo ubulala umuntu ngaphandle kwani. Ukulalela nje lo mculo umshintshe umuntu umfake kulo satanism azimangale eseyilenda ayiyona.
Another thing is music. Just by listening to some type of music, a person is giving themselves over into Satanism that they don't really realize that that's what they're even busy with.
Ngakho ke konke sesizwile. Awubhekisise empilweni yakho, uhlolisise zonke lezi zinto, uze kuNkulunkulu ukuba uthole inkululeko.
So in all these things that we've been taught today and that we've heard today, examine your life and examine yourself to see, Is any of that in your life? And come to the Lord Jesus who can change you from that.
Hayi ngize nje ukuthi ngize ukuba ngisho kancane noma ngicwalise kancane ngezwi likaNkuluNkulu.
I just wanted to come and add with the Lord's word. Because the word of God is life.
Ngifisa ukuthi impela zinsizwa ezinhle ake sibuke lensizwa enguJosepha.
Let us young men look at this young man Joseph and look at his life.
Iyenye yensizwa njalo mangithi mangifunda iBhayibheli inginikeze amandla okuhamba endleleni.
It is very often the life of this young man in the Bible that gives me strength to carry on in life.
Ukuthi lo Joseph ngifuna ukuthi kulokho sekukhulunywe kuthiwa encwadini kaGenesis isahluko sika 39.
In Genesis chapter 39,
laphana isihloko si kuverse 7.
And we'll read from verse 7.
Isihloko sithi ubumhlophe buka Joseph.
The heading of this chapter in the Zulu Bible says Joseph's purity.
Lapho kukhulunywa konke kukhulunywe ngithi Josepha izinto zinje emhlabeni wasizwa yini.
And when I think of Joseph and all that he went through, I have to ask myself, what is it that helped Joseph to stand?
UJosepha kanti yena bezingekho yini izinkinga zesikhathi sakhe na?
Did Joseph not have any problems in the time in which he lived? But we have heard that there were problems and challenges that Joseph faced. We've been hearing it all through these days. Then what is this that helped Joseph? What gave him the strength that he had?
Zinsizwa akhona amandla atholakala kuNkulunkulu, akhona amandla atholakala kuJesu.
Young men, there is a strength, there is a power that you can get in the Lord Jesus.
Uma uza nawe, uza kulo uNkulunkulu kaJosepha, uze uzinikele kuye akhona lamandla.
Only if you would bring yourself and give yourself to the Lord Jesus, then this power can come into you.
Ngiqala ngezinsizwa ngoba la kukhulunywa ngensizwa.
And I aim it at the young men first because we read about this young man.
Encwadini umphostoli uJohane uthi uma ikhuluma ngezinsizwa athi ngiyanilobela nina zinsizwa ngoba ninamandla izwi likaNkuluNkulu lihlala kini.
The Apostle John says in the book of John that I write this to you young men because in you lives the word of God.
Uthi ngakhobe ngoba izwi lihlala kini athi ninqobile omubi.
The word is in you because you have overcome the evil one.
UJosepha ke ngoba wagcina impilo yakhe wayinikela uNkulunkulu ukuba ahambe ngobumhlophe benhliziyo nangobumhlophe bempilo yakhe phambi kaNkulunkulu.
And Joseph had the Lord in him because his heart was pure. He had given his heart and his whole life and behavior to the Lord, and the Lord was in him. And that is why, that is the very thing that enabled him to when he met up with all the challenges that he was able to come out victorious.
Why
was it that Joseph's dreams came into fulfillment and that it actually happened. I believe it's because he had taken the Lord into his heart and he did made every effort to keep himself cleansed and pure before God.
Empilweni yakho ube unalo iphupho uzalwe unomgomo na uthoma ukukhula wathi ngiyafisa ukuba ngibe ngizuze lokho.
Young man, I know that maybe as you grew up you also had a dream, you also had a goal that you were looking towards, that one day when I'm grown up this is what I want to become.
Kodwa ngazi ukuthi uhlezi lana njena iphupho lakho nomgomo wakho kuyafezeka na.
But as you are seated here, is your dream being fulfilled? Is your goal in life actually coming into fulfillment? Or do you see your dream just disappearing before your eyes? Maybe you're sitting here right now and thinking, you know, I actually wanted to go that direction, but I found myself going in the opposite direction.
Nansi insizwa imi phambi kwethu ukuba isitshele ukuthi ikhona indlela yokuze ungalahlekelwa iphupho lakho nomgomo wakho. Hlala kuNkulunkulu uyihlanze impilo yakho ibe mhlophe.
But here today we have before us this young man who through his life is telling us that if you keep God in your heart and you keep yourself pure, then you can get somewhere in life.
Zinsizwa akuyilona ihlazo ukungabi nantombi.
Young men, it is not something to be ashamed about to not have a girlfriend.
Akukhona ukuqatshukelwa ulayini ukungabi namuntu wesifazane.
It is not that something has gone wrong with you if you do not have a woman next to your side.
Lokho chaza ukuthi wena unawo amandla lapho abanye bethathwa izikhukhula zesikhathi, wena ngoba unamandla unoNkulunkulu ukwazi ukuma.
But it actually means that you are strong. You have the power that while others are being dragged away by the current, you can stand firm against all that they do. There's a certain father I can see from here. And this father usually says to us that it's only a dead fish that will go downstream, because a fish that is alive will go against the current. Just like you young men, if all the other men are going after girls and you go the opposite direction, then you are the living fish. You are that live person. Those young men that can stand in that way are those that John speaks about in the Bible that says they have power, they have strength because they have overcome the evil one.
Ngivumele ngifunde lamazwi kaJosepha lapho esehlangene nomkaPotifaro.
Allow me to read that portion about Joseph's life when he came face to face with Potiphar's wife.
Verse 9
reads like this: no one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
O Joseph, O obekusenhlizweni yakhe obekusemqoka angqoba ngakho ngoba wayengafuni ukona phambi kaNkulunkulu futhi waya ebona ukuthi uma yenza lesi sono wona ngokonokhulu.
Joseph's strength wasn't this, that he did not want to sin against God. He wanted to be pure before God, and that is why he could stand.
Zinsizwa ukuze isikhathi esiningi siwele ezandleni zika Sathane yingoba lesi sono sokuhamba nabantu besifazane sisibona kube sengathi asisikhulu kuyinto efanele kuyinto yesikhathi.
Young men, we very often fall into this sin of going along with the girls and looking for girlfriends because we think it's just something so small and after all, everyone does it, so what's wrong with it?
Kube sengathi noma laba besifazane sebesondela besibamba kube sengathi awusasizokwenza ihlazo uma singazange sibalalele.
That when the young girls come close to you, young men, then you think it's something disgraceful if you are not going to agree to her.
Ayi, yilapho ukhombisa ukuthi uyindoda unamandla.
No, it is exactly there where you can show that I am a strong young man.
Ukhombisa ukuthi unawo umgogodla, wena uyindoda yeqiniso, awusoqoma umuntu wesifazane.
That is where you can show that you have some backbone. You can stand against this.
Ngoba phela mangabe intombazane isikulandela nawe usube sengathi wena osuqoma umuntu wesifazane manje.
Because if you agree to that girl and when the girl flirts with you, in the end it looks like you're the one who was flirting with her, but it wasn't that way.
Busisiwe leyo nsizwa ezoba nenhliziyo kaJosepha. Zonke lezi zinto ezibaliwe lana eyibulala abantu ngeke ibulawe izona.
Blessed is the young person who says, who takes this advice in the life of Joseph and stands against these things, and that's the person who will succeed.
Ngoba ngithe ngiqala ngiqala ngakwesilisa ngoba indaba isekelwe kuyona indaba kaJoseph.
I had said I start with the young men because the story of Joseph is about a young man.
Ngoba insizwa enhle insizwa mntwana kaNkulunkulu uma uSathane efuna wena uzokuzela ngayo intombazane kanti le ntombazane ijoyina uSathane izokujoyinisa.
Because young men, this is what the devil is using now. He brings the girls to flirt with you, and in the meantime, she's bringing her satanistic influences to come into you.
Baningi abayithuka sebekulelo gibe bengazi ukuthi bangene kanjani. Abantu besilisa athi kwafika intombazane emva kwalokho kanti izongijoyinisa kuSathane kwaphela kanjalo umgomo wayo nephupho layo.
Many young men fall into that trap of Satanism like that, where they say, after I met that young girl and she became my girlfriend, everything changed. And you find that your dream just disappears before your eyes, and it's because that spirit has come into you. But blessed is the young man who says, like Joseph, but how can I do such a wicked thing before God?
Zintombi ezinhle sesizwile konke esesizwile.
Ladies, we've heard everything that we've heard.
Iphi kodwa ziphi lezi zintombi ezizofuna ukuziphatha ngoba umhlophe nokumsulwa njengoJosepha?
Where are the young girls who will also want to keep their lives pure like Joseph did?
Abazothi mina ngifuna ukuba ngibe intombi emhlophe noma ezinye intombi zihamba ziphatha ngendlela eziphatha ngayo kodwa mina ngifuna ukuba isibonelo njengoJoseph.
Where are the young girls that will say, even though other young girls are living loose lives, I want to be pure just like Joseph was?
UJosepha engasekelwe muntu kungekho umuntu oseduze kwakhe wama yedwa.
And Joseph stood alone with no support around him.
Hey, uma uyilandela indaba kaJoseph engena einkingeni ezahlukanayo kodwa ngenxa yaleli iphupho lakhe nanganxa kalo uNkulunkulu wakhe ahlangene naye angafuni ukuba azingcolise phambi kwakhe wama.
You know, if one looks at all the things that Joseph had to face with nobody there to help him, but because of the goal and the dream he had in his heart, and because of the God that he served, that he refused to sin against, he was able to stand.
Kungani ukuthi ungayiphatha ngendlela oyiphatha ngayo impela uze ube njengalomuntu wesifazane uhambe ulandele umuntu wesilisa.
Young girl, this pretty vessel that the Lord has made you to be, do you really want to end up going to be like this woman, a loose and filled with the evil things that will go and draw others away from God?
Abanda aba intombi ezinhle zize zilahle zilahla abazali ngisho ekholwayo zilahla ukukholwa zilahla uJesu ngenxa nje yomuntu wesilisa.
And you find young girls, pretty young girls that were Christians, forsaking their Christianity, turning their back on their parents just because of a young man.
Amlahlu Jesu owadela ukuphila kwakhe ngenxa yakhe amlahlise umuntu wesilisa nje.
They reject the Lord Jesus, the one who gave his life for them, just for another man.
Njalo ngihlale ngicabanga ngibuka lo muntu wesifazane owalandela umuntu wesilisa.
I often think to myself about this woman who went after the men.
Gethi kuyisimanga ukuba aya ngisho uthi ngamakati angisho futhi singamagundwani ngiyafanekisa ngiyafanekisa nje.
And I don't say you are mice and you are cat. I'm just using it as an example.
Kodwa ngibuke uma umuntu wesifazane elandela umuntu wesilisa kufana negundwa negunda noma landelwe ikati.
I say to myself often that when a girl flirts with a young man, it's very much like as if you would see a mouse going after a cat.
That
when the cat goes in that direction, and soon after that you see the mouse following. When these two thing animals meet, who's going to be the animal that dies? I've seen before my own eyes how much a cat enjoys to eat a mouse. I saw a mouse going under the wardrobe. And the cat is much bigger than the mouse, so it couldn't go under the wardrobe.
And
I just saw how this cat was very troubled, looking under the wardrobe from one side and trying on the other side, because this cat really, really liked to get hold of this mouse. And after some time, the cat went down on all fours, flat to the ground, and never closed his eyes, just to keep an eye on that mouse. And the cat stayed there so long, waiting, his head going from one side to the next, anticipating that this mouse should come out. And the mouse eventually, it was as though he forgot that, remember, this is the enemy. And slowly the mouse was coming towards the entrance to under the wardrobe where the cat was lying.
And when the mouse just stuck out its head, the cat was on top of it. And caught it in between its teeth. Who's going to die now? Who's going to die?
Intombazane ilandela umfana egcineni iphelile impilo yomuntu wesifazane kodwa uyena okade elandela umuntu wesilisa.
The mouse is going to die, of course, and that's the same with a young girl who flirts with the men and goes after boys. Who's going to end up dead? It's going to be that girl who was going after the boy.
Ziphike intombi ezizoyiphatha njengoJoseph zithi ngifuna mina ukuyiphatha ngobumhlophe uma ngabe qhamuka ngingona kanjani kuNkulunkulu umuntu onaleyo nhliziyo ongabuka abantu kodwa obuka uNkulunkulu uyasinda ezintweni eziningi.
So where are the young girls that are going to say that we want to be like Joseph, even if the boys come after us, we are going to stand and remain pure and not allow that to happen because we don't want to sin against God. And that's the heart that will in the end overcome.
Noma ngabe besekwenze njani njoba sesizwile, noma ngabe ubusungene kukuphi, lo Nkulunkulu unamandla okukhipha kulowo mgodi qede akugeze ube mhlophe uhambe ngobumsulwa phambi kaNkulunkulu.
And as we've heard, no matter what you've done, no matter how far you've gone, this Jesus, if you come to him, he can completely change your life and he can cleanse all that away and he can make you a new person.
Noma ngabe njoba zwile ubungenile kusathanism, uJesu yakwazi ukumkhulula umuntu amkhulule futhi ngokupheleleyo.
As we've heard, even if you have gone into Satanism and you've become a Satanist yourself and have been part of those things, Jesus has the power to set you free.
Amenze abe mhlophe phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
And he can make you snow white again before God.
Noma umuntu ebukile ithombe zabanqunu uma ihlala phansi ayikhulume ngalento njobe injalo uNkulunkulu uyamkhulula akhulule ingqondo yakhe impela ayikhulule ngokuphelele.
Even if you have been involved in looking at pornography, the Lord Jesus, if you come to him and say it as it is and expose those evil things you've seen, the Lord Jesus can set you free completely. Therefore, this afternoon, you too can be delivered. There's something I can encourage you with.
Inhliziyo yabisele ngamuva uthi mina ngingakhululeka kulobu Satanist, mina ngingakhululeka kulezithi uyangangabazi amandla, woza nje ungangabazi uzokhulula uJesu ube wokhululekileyo impela.
Now I can encourage you that maybe you've heard these things but you still have doubt in your heart and you doubt and you question, but really, can Jesus really even set a person free like me, this Satanist and these things that I've been doing, can he truly deliver me? Yes, I can assure you that this Lord Jesus can set you free.
Wakhuluma konke ubususenza lesi sinqumo enhlizweni yakho ngingona kanjani kuNkulunkulu ngingabenza kanjani ububi obungaka.
And then once you've been set free and cleansed, then you too will be able to say, how can I do such an evil thing before God?
And
through this power that God then puts into your life, you will be able to overcome any difficulty that comes across your path.
Uzohlangana yebo nezilingo usumkhethile lo Nkulunkulu kodwa lo Nkulunkulu unamandla okuthi adabule nawe emlilweni, dabule nawe emanzini, adabule nawe ezintweni zonke egcineni unqobe. Ngiyabonga.
You too, the Lord Jesus can take you through any temptation, any difficulty.
This Lord Jesus has the power to carry you through fire, through any deep waters, through any situation you face. He can take you through that.
Let us pray.
Let us stand us.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful testimonies that we have heard of your working in the lives of people.
Baba sezulwini, siyabonga kakhulu ngobufakazi esesibuzwile lapho usebenza phakathi kwabantwana bakho.
It reminds us of what you told us about the prodigal son who came back home, and that is the greatest story ever told.
Lokhu kusikhumbuza ngendaba yendodana yolahleko eyabuyela ekhaya, okuyindaba enkulu kunazo zonke indaba ezake zaxoxwa.
Especially if it's my story, and especially if it is the story of each one of us who is here.
Ikakhulukazi uma kuyindaba yami, kuyindaba yalowo naloyo okhona lapha kithi.
May it be that many others here will come back home to the Heavenly Father.
Kwangathi Nkosi, singabuyela sonke kuwena Baba osezulwini.
For you did not create us for hell, but you created us to be with you one day in heaven.
Ngoba usidalelanga isihogo, kepha wasidalela ukuba sibe kanye nawe Baba ezulwini.
But Satan has determined to work amongst us and work amongst the young people to drag each one together with him into an eternal hell.
Kodwa uSathane uphokophelela ukudonsa wonke umuntu omusha ukuthi abe aye naye esihogweni.
O Lord, work in our midst through your Holy Spirit, through that which we've heard. Touch our hearts and grant that we will take that step to come back to you.
Awu babe ngathi ungasebenza phakathi kwethu ngomoya wakho ongcwele sikwazi ukuthatha isinyathelo esiza phambili siza kuwena.
Raise up young men, raise up young women in our midst who will take after Joseph.
Vusa Nkosi izinsizwa nezintombi ezizothatha isibonelo singuJoseph.
Young men, young women whom you'll be able to use as leaders, whom you'll be able to use to heal our country that is so sick.
Insizwa nezintombi ezizokwazi ukuthi zelaphe izwe lethu eligula kangaka.
We ask it not because we deserve it, but for your name's sake.
Asicela Inkosi ngoba kusifanele, kodwa Nkosi ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.